Faced with daily record-high coronavirus cases, Turkey is announcing tighter restrictions, including nightly curfews and complete weekend lockdowns. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the country's president announced the new measures after a cabinet meeting in Ankara.
Beginning Tuesday night, a 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew will be in place for everyone except workers in food stores and other essential businesses. Turkey's previous restrictions applied to those over 65 or under 20. For those age groups, a new restriction will kick in: no access to public transportation. Malls and shops will face limits on how many customers can be on the premises, and no gatherings or celebrations, including for the new year, will be permitted. Turkey's been setting daily COVID case records for the past 8 days. Now that officials are including asymptomatic cases in the count, the total in the past 24 hours topped 31,000 new cases. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The number of people signing contracts to buy a house fell for the second straight month. The National Association of Realtors says its index of pending home sales fell 1.1% in October as the pandemic and a lack of available homes for sale continue to put a pall on home buying. But contract signings are still more than 20% higher than they were this time a year ago. That's likely due to extremely low mortgage rates. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.
You're tuned to All Things Considered on CPR News. Coming up, the CDC's Independent Vaccine Advisory Committee is scheduled to vote tomorrow on who should get a coronavirus vaccine first. Then, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today on the Trump administration's desire to exclude undocumented immigrants from the census. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And in 10 minutes, researchers developed an app that applies facial recognition software to cows. Ranchers could then track cattle in the event of disease and help create a national traceability system. In tonight's weather, there is clear skies in the forecast. I should say there are clear skies in the forecast, with lows in the 20s for the most part. You're listening to CPR News.